ice cutter. Come in. They call the Algonquin. And it came in there and cut the ice out of the bay. They had to start way down the narrows when the tide started out. And they'd chop off a slice, you know, this boat would go up on top of the ice and break it down, and then it would go out, see, with the tide. It took them about, it took them about 4.5 hours to cut the ice out of the bay, working steady. They'd cut this side out, and then they'd back up and cut this out, and they was monkeying around in there 4.5 hours. They got, and I got a picture of that, of the Algonquin in the ice, somewhere in my stuff. And I often got a kick about people claiming that the Valdez had never froze up, you know.
Ice-free port.
Huh?
Ice-free port.
You bet. Ice-free port. But it's never froze up since. Well, that's a long time ago. Yeah, it's quite a little town. There wasn't many people there, and I knew the Higgins knew of them. And I married my wife there in Valdez, and she knew the Higgins real well, all of them.
What was your wife's maiden name?
Helen Matson. And she was a telephone operator down there. And kind of took care of the youngsters of the marshal. Marshal, I can't remember his name, but he was the marshal down there. And we got acquainted to dance. And we got married in 1921. And let's see, April the 3rd, 1921, that'll be what? 64 years next year, this year. Or 64 we've been married. And, when I was discharged in 1922, then I came up to Fairbanks. And that was quite a trip, you know. We had, the railroad was, a lot of it was laying on top of the ground. It hadn't been ballasted yet, you know. So that the conductor in Anchorage said, the engineer, he said, if you get us to Nenana without jumping the trackway, he said, I'll give you a big kiss.